Now David tells in words, how then is he his son? Nothing but a stony silence was the response to this question the first time. Neither the chief priests nor the Pharisees had a psychology big enough to solve the riddle posed by this particular question. That the Messiah would be a descendant of David, Pharisees and scribes believed with all their hearts. After all, the great prophets, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, were unanimous on that point. Micah, Haggai, and Zechariah had joined in this chorus of witnesses, testifying to the fact that it would be a branch out of the house of Jesse that would redeem Israel. As a matter of fact, the very literature of the Pharisees, the 17th of the Psalms of Solomon, has these lines: Behold, O Lord, and raise up unto them their king, the son of David, that he may reign over Israel, thy servant. The chief priests, being Sadducees, were not quite that certain. The Pentateuch, after all, did not reach far enough into the future to talk about promises to David. And many of them were persuaded that possibly God's anointed one would descend from the house of Eva. In either case, did their formulation take into account a Christology big enough to allow for the kind of supernatural intervention by which the Messiah could be both David's son in terms of descent and David's Lord in terms of origins and mission? And so a veil kept covering the reading of the Old Testament, as St. Paul put it later on. The riddle became an enigma wrapped in deep mystery. The tall shepherds of God's people could not and would not respond to the final question that Jesus put to them in their own sanctuary. So at the end of Jesus' ministry, we are exactly where we were at the beginning. So Luke presents us with the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple, laying claim to that house of worship as belonging to his father. And the riddle that he posed in the presence of all the people called for that same recognition from Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees. And yet, their religion kept both of these groups from a willingness to respond to the issue raised. In fact, when Jesus spoke of himself in very plain language and called himself God's son, they turned to blasphemy and were ready to stone him on the cross. That's how religion works, especially the hard monotheism of Judaism and contemporary Islam. The latter, too, will accept our Lord as a descendant of David and will even speak of him as a great prophet, but never as David's Lord. The very thought that this prophet from Nazareth could be God's son, the second person in the Trinity, is roundly condemned as sheer blasphemy, and people have been stoned to death and executed in other ways for laying claim to this confession. Islam's Christology, as that of Judaism, cannot conceive of Jesus Christ as having both a human and a divine nature. Both religions render impossible the acceptance of the both and given in our text. Now we accept Jesus both as David's son and his Lord by virtue of the fact that the Holy Spirit has gone to work in our hearts, and he does so again in the quotation from the psalm that was read as part of the scripture this morning. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put down your enemies as a footstool for your feet. The right hand of God, as our confessions remind us, is everywhere. And so we are bold enough to confess that Jesus Christ comes to us on the bread and wine in the Lord's Supper, both as David's son and as David lived. Moreover, as St. Paul reminds us, all things are presently in history being made subject to the lordship of the one who has been made head over all things for the benefit of the church. But you may say, I don't see any of this happening in history. And you are right. But once we are at the end and have the benefit of our full eschatological view, an overview of history which Scripture already anticipates, we shall see with our own eyes what has been revealed to us now only in terms of faith. Namely, that every enemy of God is indeed being overcome by him and for him, who is both David's son and David's Lord. Amen.